I'm so glad you guys wanted to hear some more stuff. This is really exciting. Yay. Thanks for coming back. I think Ben and I should do one in Chinese that we do a lot.
Yeah.
On the road together. This one is called The Lost Lamb. Hey Casey, do you have to get anywhere today? Or like during the set? Or Casey is so busy this festival.
I'm here just for you.
Baby!
You can count on me.
How would you say that in Minnesota?
Oh, I'll be here. Most of the time.
Casey and I are both from Minnesota. Oh, we sure are, yeah.
Sure are.
It's true.
We like to eat hot dish.
I love hot dish. I love hot dish.
It's a bad
tuna
rap.
Noodle casserole is definitely the best one.
It gets a bad rap if you haven't had it, you know, it's kind of like that hot dish, whatever. But then once you have it, you realize how amazingly comforting a good hot dish is. We can make some converts if you're not a hot dish fan.
That's the truth.
What is it?
So, yeah?
What is it? Well, usually you got some... I'm not giving my recipe out. Wait a minute.
Casey,
like
when you say
workshop?
It definitely has something to do with cream of mushroom soup.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Or cream of celery works too. Tater tots, cheese, ketchup, and some sort of meat and vegetable really in any sort of order you want. No pasta. Yeah. That's the Canadian version with the pasta.
Yeah. I have to mention that Jordan and the entire band, The Ducks, are from. Say it.
Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Lay it on.
That's why I didn't get a mic.
Do they serve casseroles in China? Now that is a great segue into this next very interesting Chinese song. Thank you, Kate. I started writing songs in Chinese a couple of years ago when actually the two men are in the room that sort of inspired me to write my own first Chinese song. Ira and Saul Gitlin are here, and there was a story of being in the hallway at the... You guys over there? Hey guys. Yeah. I had this amazing experience where I was basically getting ready to go move to China to take... I had taken the law exams in Montreal in Chinese for Chinese law school, and I was going to China to become a lawyer in China and study in Chinese law school. And I think I said that three different ways. Okay, and are you laughing at me? Anyway, so what ended up happening was I was going to go on this sort of soul-searching six-week jaunt down the Northeast. I was living in Vermont at the time. I was going to go down the Northeast and down to Nashville, and I was going to check out a bunch of banjo music and cool ballad singers in the hills, and I wanted to go to the International Bluegrass Music Association conference, which I'd been hearing about forever in Louisville, Kentucky. And so I went there, and I just learned a couple chords on the banjo and could sing a couple songs, and my good friend Megan Gregory is here, actually, at Gray Fox teaching. She's a great fiddle teacher from Johnson City, Tennessee. And anywho, she and I sort of met up in the hallway at IDMA. It's one of those old stories where you just kind of meet somebody like here at Gray Fox and start jamming and you hardly know each other's name. And well, before you know it, we were surrounded by record executives and they asked us to come to Nashville to cut a demo together. And so I put off my trip to China and we went to Nashville and we cut a demo for Sugar Hill Records. They've been a big part of me becoming an artist. Yeah, it's a cool thing. Even though I'm not on their label, but they've been extremely supportive and telling me I should do this stuff. And anyway, I met Casey Dreesen that night in that hallway, and we've been really dear friends ever since, and he's gone to China with me twice already. And anyway, my whole night of life changed that night, and before you know it, I was in Nashville playing music. I'd gotten a job at a biotech company. I was running our wholly owned subsidiary in Shanghai, and before you know it, I was transiting a contract, a warehousing contract from English, and I'm from Chinese into English, and I needed some help, and I went to the Tennessee Foreign Language Institute, and I met this woman, and she helped me translate this contract, and her name's Jing Li, and we started writing some songs together, or at least I wanted to show her a song that I had an idea for, which was instigated by this fellow over here named Ira Gitlin, who was in the hallway that night at the IBMA. See, it's all coming back together. And he recorded me singing a song I had translated of Gillian Welch's into Chinese, and he sent it to his brother Saul, who was up in New York. And before you know it, I get an email from Saul saying, you know, if you have some material in Chinese, we'd love to use it for the first Chinese reality TV show. That was literally 2 weeks or 3 weeks, or no, maybe it was a little more after that, but it took a couple months maybe, but before you know it, I'd gotten this email from him, and I thought to myself, now I could record some traditional songs, or I could, you know, translate some more traditional American songs, or whatever, and I ended up deciding to just write some songs in Chinese, and this is one of them. And it's called Mi Tu De Gao Yang, and it's featured on the Chinese reality TV show when, I'll tell you about that afterwards. But essentially, it's about a fellow that I taught English as a second language to when I lived in Vermont, in Montpelier. And I was actually the English teacher for about seven guys. The entire Chinese population of Montpelier, Vermont, worked at the China Star restaurant. And I was their English teacher. And you would know about that in upstate, small upstate towns, wouldn't you? Yeah. Anyway, this one fellow in particular was having a really hard time learning the language, and I had him over to my house a couple of times to just help him along, teach him some food vocabulary, have him for dinner, you know, that kind of thing. And one night he showed up at my house and he looked so sad. And I said, What's wrong? And he said, look for yourself. And he handed me, and he handed me a letter. And I opened it up, and it was from his wife in China. And it said, you've been in America for 4 years now, and I don't think you're ever coming home. And I don't think I'm ever coming there to be with you, so your child and I are going to start a new life without you. And he'd really just come to America to make a paycheck to send home to his family, and so he lost all his sort of reason for being. And he really broke down in that moment and cried. And it was quite a thing to witness, and Jing Li and I turned this into a song. Mi Tu De Gao Yang, the lost lamb.